With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House GOP approving a mammoth annual defense spending bill with culture war amendments. That sets the stage for a showdown now in the Senate. The report from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The chamber cleared the $883.7 billion measure, known as the National Defense Authorization Act, in a largely party-line vote of 217 to 199. Six Democrats voted in favor of the measure, with three Republicans opposing it. The House bill is all but certain to languish in the Senate, where Democrats, who hold a majority, abhor many of the amendments Republicans added, including those pertaining to abortion, transgender rights and diversity, equity and inclusion initiatives. Top Republicans, nonetheless, touted their bill as a strong measure that will back U.S. troops, empower the National Guard to crack down on the southern border, and provide American forces with innovative technologies. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Donald Trump campaigning today in Michigan with two different rallies. Yesterday, the former president celebrated his 78th birthday. Also at SRNnews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah goes to war, Israel will have to respond immediately to save itself from a barrage of deadly rocket strikes.
People can't walk around the streets in these abandoned cities. Hezbollah will pick you off. They're that accurate. And our air bases will be targeted, our oil refineries, Dimona, everything will be targeted. We are not going to be able to wait an hour, much less weeks.
Dr. Oren interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Meanwhile, earlier today, eight Israeli soldiers killed in combat in Gaza. Los Angeles County firefighter has been killed after responding to a vehicle fire north of L.A. Authorities say an explosion occurred shortly after a firefighting crew arrived at the scene. This is SRN News. Star Wars embracing transgenderism.
The new spin-off series streaming on Disney Plus called The Acolyte will feature a transgender character. The storyline will also include two married women who somehow conceive children. Showrunner Leslie Headlin is a lesbian who said in an interview published on X that she has always dreamed of bringing LGBT characters into the Star Wars universe. She also says if anybody doesn't like her series, then they aren't real fans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court says eight books dealing with subjects including transgenderism must be returned to library shelves in a Texas county that had removed them. The ruling by a divided appellate court in New Orleans, a partial victory for seven library patrons who sued numerous officials. 17 books were removed. Parents groups have been challenging such books over their content. This is SRN News. CDC warning about a salmonella outbreak. Tayshia Stevens has the story.
The warning involves at least nine states and is linked to pet bearded dragons. The CDC says at least 15 people have contracted salmonella, with four being hospitalized. The nine states involved are New York, California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas.
Just a lot of strange weather across the country. Much of the U.S. is bracing for very high temps this weekend and into next week. Heat wave already affecting many southern states. While the Pacific Northwest is getting ready for some downright chilly weather, including some late season snow, possibly. Forecasters warning of the potential for severe thunderstorms, meanwhile, developing in parts of the Midwest and the eastern U.S. More details at srnnews.com.